He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning, the March 19th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Carlsbad, California. Coming at you today from Charleston, historic Charleston, South Carolina. I'm here on the banks of the historic Ashley River, and a lot of history in this area. Rainy day here in South Carolina this morning. We're going to be here for a few weeks, then we head on down to Sarasota, and then back to Arizona, and then back to Carlsbad on this little leg of the Gunder Wonder Tour 2018. Right now we have, is the sky falling in the market today? Well, not exactly, but it's not sunshiny either, is it? We've got the Dow down right now. We've got it down 186 points, which puts it at 24,760. It looks like we can blame Facebook and Trump's tweets over the weekend right now. S&P 500 down 18 points, 2,733 on the S&P 500. The NASDAQ, where Facebook makes up about 4% of that index, the NASDAQ down 74 points this morning to 7,407. Not too far away, though, from its all-time high, which it set just a few weeks ago. Crude oil is down 26 cents to $62.08. Gold is up 90 cents this morning to 13.13. Silver up 3 cents. And the 10-year yield is at 2.86%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Carlsbad, California. We do have a slow start, down start, a soggy start to the market here this week. Why? Well, we'll get to the reasons. They're pretty much blaming a Twitter storm over the weekend, a Twitter tantrum by Trump. Twitter tantrum Trump, they call him, which is, a little political turmoil in the markets, impacting the markets today. And you've also got an issue with Facebook today, which is a 2% component of the S&P 500. It's a 4% component of the NASDAQ, and that is weighing heavily on the markets this morning. Will Trump fire Mueller? Could that create a constitutional crisis? McCabe is out. And, of course, the problems at Facebook, which we'll get to here in a minute. So the markets are cautious this week. I wrote in my newsletter over the weekend that we're kind of in a consolidation. We're in a holding pattern right now, a holding pattern. We're in between earnings season. So there's not a lot of news coming out on individual companies other than bad news. Well, once in a while we get a buyout, a merger, a takeover, an acquisition. We're getting more of that today. I continue to predict a record year for acquisitions in 2018 with all of that cash burning a hole in the corporate balance sheets. McCabe is out as the deputy FBI director. That happened over the weekend. Many wonder about special counsel Mueller now. And don't forget, we have a Fed meeting this week. And, of course, as I've said before, we invented Halloween to scare children. We've invented the Fed to scare the adults, and the adults are scared on Wall Street today. What will the Fed say? Now, we fully expect an interest rate hike of 0.25%. That's already baked into the cake. It's what the Fed says afterwards, as the new Fed chairman will hold a press conference and we'll see what he's got to say about the future of Fed hikes, if he gives any clues as to whether there will be three hikes this year or four hikes this year. The market nervous about that. Well, we don't have to worry about Vladimir Putin being reelected. He won by a wide margin on Sunday, extending his rule amid an escalating confrontation with the West. Putin is now the Kremlin's longest-serving leader since Joseph Stalin. Okay, there's a great name to be compared with. Putin with 77% of the vote, putting him on track for a new six-year term. The landslide victory comes despite a stagnating Russian economy that follows the longest recession in two decades. What's going on in Finland today? Representatives of North Korea, South Korea, and the United States are reportedly meeting in Finland for talks on denuclearization. Boy, nobody expected that. Well, we'll see. This brings together a mixture of current government officials and non-governmental experts. The gathering comes amid a flurry of recent diplomatic activity. Well, we saw the ouster of our Secretary of State Tillerson. We saw Gary Cohn resigning. We've had some turmoil back in the White House here recently, but let's hope for something good to come out of the beginning of these meetings between South Korea, North Korea, the United States, and in particular, President Trump and Kim Jong-un, who will meet by the end of May. Trump's declaring war on the opioid epidemic. He's speaking in New Hampshire today. He will seek to cut opioid prescriptions by a third over the next 3 years, as well as the death penalty for high-intensity drug traffickers. Well, aren't the drug traffickers killing a lot of people? There were 42,000 overdose deaths in 2016. 42,000. Congress recently appropriated $6 billion to combat the epidemic, and today's plan will lay out how the administration believes that money, $6 billion of it, shall be spent. And where's that money coming from? The U.S. national debt tops $21 trillion for the first time. Federal borrowing nearly doubled during the presidency of Barack Obama, and it has continued to rise under President Trump. According to the U.S. Treasury, the national debt exceeded $21 trillion for the first time this week, another ominous milestone, a little more than 6 months, just 6 months, after it reached $20 trillion on September 8th. Let me run that by you again. On September 8th, not that long ago, 6 months ago, we hit $20 trillion in debt. Here we are 6 months later, and we're $21 trillion in debt. It comes after Congress and Trump passed a debt limit suspension. Let's just get rid of the debt limit, allowing unlimited borrowing until March 1st. No money down, take it away, but on March 1st, look out, because we're going to crack down. And let's not forget, I mean, this all comes in the face of rising interest rates. It's going to only cost us more and more and more money to service that debt, with interest rates now closing in on 2.9% and headed towards 3% and higher. Who's getting that interest? Well, the big investors in U.S. Treasuries, China for one. All right, what's going on at Facebook? Let's take a look at the chart of Facebook this morning. There's always something. You never know what you're going to wake up to in a market day. I would say that, you know, that is a sell-off. It's down 5.5% this morning, but it's well contained, this sell-off, within its trading range. We have some fallout, And Facebook is dragging the market high or lower. Let's not forget Facebook is a 4% component of the NASDAQ, the tech-heavy NASDAQ. Facebook at $511 billion. This is now a $500 billion company launched from a dorm room at Harvard. Well, it's down 5.5% today. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit why, what's going on, who is Cambridge Analytica anyways. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, headquartered in Carlsbad, California. I am headed to Florida for spring break. No, not really, but I will be in Sarasota on Wednesday, March 28th, Thursday, March 29th, and Friday, March 30th. I will be available for one-on-one, face-to-face meetings during those days. I finish my radio show at 11 a.m. on those days, so any time after that, I am available to meet with you. If you'd like to set up an appointment with me for one of these days, you can call us at 855-611-BEST. Or go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. I will be at my downtown Sarasota office at 1990 Main Street, suite number 750. This office is located inside the Sarasota Courthouse building. If you would like for me to review your current portfolio, it would be helpful if you bring a recent statement with you. I only have about 20 spots during the 3 days that I will be there. These spots are already filling fast. See you in beautiful Sarasota.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the Monday morning live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Yes, Sarasota, we are full on Wednesday, we are full on Thursday, we are full on Friday. I have opened up Tuesday, and we're almost full on Tuesday. If I have to open up Monday, I'll open up Monday, all right? Give us a call if you'd like to meet with me while I'm in Sarasota, March 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th. And again, Wednesday filled, Thursday filled, Friday filled, Tuesday almost full. And if I have to open up Monday, I will. 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. It's going to be a busy week. There's no spring break for me in Sarasota. I'll be meeting with the fine folks of Sarasota, seeing how I can help you with your portfolios and your different types of investments that you might have at the current time. Okay, what's going on with Facebook, Gunderson? What is wrong with this thing? Well, apparently, here's what happened. And I don't know what kind of liability Facebook will face in all of this, but the Trump campaign used Facebook, and I'm sure that the Clinton campaign used Facebook also, to gather data for their various campaigns. Well, they hired a company by the name of Cambridge Analytica to gather this information, but Cambridge Analytica was supposed to destroy the information once the elections were over. Well, instead, Cambridge Analytica kept the information. I mean, as if Facebook doesn't already know everything there is to know about us, and have been using that data, which I guess they weren't supposed to. And Facebook has suspended Cambridge Analytica. But the question remains, what is Facebook's liability in this issue? The United Kingdom is probing Facebook in this issue. British Information Commissioner Elizabeth Denman says it's important that the public is fully aware of how information is used and shared in modern political campaigns and the potential impact on their privacy. What privacy? Do we have any privacy? How do I know they're not listening? How do I know they're not watching everywhere I go on my iPhone? They will look into whether data was illegally acquired and used. She says criminal and civil enforcement actions will be pursued vigorously. Well, Cambridge Analytica has also come under scrutiny in special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into possible Trump-Russia collusion. Which, how many times have I heard there was no collusion? But they keep bringing it up. They're going to keep bringing it up. Cambridge Analytica was paid $9 million by the Trump campaign for data polling and research services. Well, we'll see where this all ends up. In the meantime, Facebook, one of the biggest winners in the stock market since 2012 when it came public, is down 5.5% this morning. It recently broke out to a new all-time high of 195. That was in late January. It swooned with the rest of the market in February. It's been making a huge comeback ever since. And now it's back to where it was in February. It's down to $174.81 today. The stock has been as high as $195. So it's about 18% or so. 20%? Is that 20% off of its all-time high here? And Facebook has gotten cheaper. They've been growing by 112% per year over the last 5 years. I just think you got to let the dust settle. You know, I just don't think you go running for cover. I think of all the times that I could have went running for cover over the last 9 years as it relates to the overall market. And every time that would have been the wrong thing to do. And I don't know that a market leader like Facebook, that this is the end of the growth in the company, which has been growing by 112% per year over the last 5 years. We'll just have to see where the dust settles here in the next several days and several weeks with Facebook. But I am not ready to panic and hit the sell button here today. We've got a biotech that's jumping today. And the reason I bring this to your attention, this one has been on my A-plus momentum list. Now, as of last Thursday, Friday, there were about 450 out of 5,500. So it's a very select list. Usually it's more like 150 stocks. But since February, we've had a pretty big climb back in the market, comeback, I guess you could call it. And we've had quite a few momentum stocks kind of leading the way. And one of those that I've had my eye on is Heron Therapeutics, HRTX. And yes, it was an A-plus momentum stock. It still is an A-plus momentum stock. Now, just because it's an A-plus momentum stock, there's no guarantees that something good is going to happen to the company. But I have just found over time that when things, a lot of good things do happen to stocks, whether it's a merger, an acquisition, good news on a drug candidate, there almost always seems to be unusual activity leading up to that event. And just like the guy who has the metal detector down on the beach trying to find unusual things buried in the sand, it seems to me that these A-plus momentum stocks, a lot of times there may be something unusual buried down there that's causing these stocks to perk up a little more than the rest. Not just a little more, in some cases, a lot more. HRTX is up 30% today on this news. An announcement of positive results from two phase three clinical trials assessing long-acting local anesthetic HTX in patients undergoing bunionectomy and hernia repair. Okay, if you gotta have a bunionectomy, I guess that's the removal of a bunion, you want to use HRTX's new drug that is showing very good results in this as compared to the placebo. Okay, another stock that was showing up on my A-plus momentum list. And in fact, on Thursday, I took a long, long look at it. And I upped my target price considerably on the stock, and I said, it looks like there's something going on here. What it is ain't exactly clear. Today it's clear what's going on there. We've got another acquisition. Now, I don't own this stock. I can just tell you that there were clues. There were breadcrumbs being left behind by the Best Stocks Now app. And this stock is jumping today. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, headquartered in Carlsbad, California. I am headed to Florida for spring break. No, not really, but I will be in Sarasota on Wednesday, March 28th, Thursday, March 29th, and Friday, March 30th. I will be available for one-on-one, face-to-face meetings during those days. I finish my radio show at 11 a.m. on those days, so anytime after that, I am available to meet with you. If you'd like to set up an appointment with me for one of these days, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. I will be at my downtown Sarasota office at 1990 Main Street, suite number 750. This office is located inside the Sarasota Courthouse building. If you would like for me to review your current portfolio, it would be helpful if you bring a recent statement with you. I only have about 20 spots during the 3 days that I will be there. These spots are already filling fast. See you in beautiful Sarasota.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I just want to talk a little bit to the traders out there. You know, in my app, the Best Stocks Now app, which you can find on the web, beststocksnowapp.com. You can find it on your Apple device if you want to download the Apple version of the app. You can also go to the website on your Apple device, beststocksnowapp.com, so you can use it on any device, tablet. There's a Google, there's an Android version of the app, or you can also go to the website on your Google device, your Android device, and use beststocksnowapp.com. I invented the app back in the 2008-2009 time period. during the bear market of that time frame. And I think it will come in very useful. It'll be very useful during the next bear market because it was invented during the worst of times. And, of course, we've had good times for the last 9 years. The app is relative, okay? On a relative basis, the relative strength in the market is always going to be somewhere. That somewhere may be cash. That somewhere may be the bond market. That somewhere may be the go-go FANG stocks. That somewhere may be the inverse ETFs, all right? Could be gold, it could be commodities. I'm an equal opportunity analyzer of the market. And it's analyzed on a relative basis. And each week in my newsletter, I give you my update of the best asset classes now. Well, first I give you my overall market call, which has been buy since March 27th, 2009, and I'm a market timer. I give you my best asset classes now. Is it cash? Is it stocks? Is it equities? Is it fixed income? Is it commodities? Is it the inverse funds? Somebody on a relative basis is always going to be at or near the top of the heap. I give you the best sectors in the market now. And I give you the best stocks in the market now. And that ranking is based on valuations that I do and on performance. Okay, now let's just break down performance into its components, okay? Just like a baseball player, just like a team franchise, whatever, there's long-term performance, okay? I mean, if you look at the Dallas Cowboys over the long term, they've been a pretty good franchise. But what have you done for us lately, you know? Well, it's the same in the stock market. There's been stocks that have pretty good long-term performance, but that long-term performance is starting to wane as the company slows down from a 30 or 40% grower to a single-digit grower. That's earnings growth. And at the same time, there's those companies that are in the early stages of their career as a growth stock. And I like those kind of companies. That's why I call my app, my show, my newsletter, Best Stocks Now. These are the best stocks now. When we combine performance with valuation. Now, early signs of movement in stocks will show up in a sudden change in momentum or relative performance. As we break down performance, there's long-term performance of a stock. I consider that 5 to 10 years. How is it done over the long haul? There's intermediate-term performance. I consider that to be 3 to 5 years, even 1 to 5 years. And then there's short-term performance, which is one day up to 1 year. What are the hottest stocks in the market over the last 3 months, over the last 6 months? Why? What's the catalyst? Is there a catalyst behind the stock that's driving that? Well, in my performance grades, in the app, I give stocks 2 performance grades. One, I give them a long-term performance grade. And 2, I give them a short-term performance grade. I call the short-term performance grade a momentum grade. Okay, recently, how has the stock been performing against all of its competitors, all of its peers? Who is at the top of the class? Who are the up-and-comers? Why do they have that momentum? What's driving it? What's underneath it? Well, it requires a little bit of work on my part. The formulas are built in to the app. The algorithms are there. And in the end, what it produces is a grade. A plus, A minus, B plus, B minus, C plus, and on down. There's 14 possible grades of momentum. I look for trading ideas or early signs of possible stock movement. I look at just the A-plus rated stocks as part of my daily routine here at Gunderson Capital Management. You want to spot things in the stock market as early as you can. You don't want to be late to the party. You don't want to be too early to the party. You want to see some momentum established. You want to do a little bit of research, figure out what's going on. Sometimes you can't really figure out what's going on other than somebody's out there gobbling the stock up. Well, I have two examples from last week. As I went through and looked at my A-plus momentum stocks, and now we have a list of them daily on the app. You say, where is it? Just go to stocks on the app, go to the top, and it says A-plus momentum stocks, possible trading ideas. Oh, you mean I got to look at 400 and some odd charts? I just look at one-year charts. I flip through them during market hours. Some of them are explainable why they're A-plus. They've recently been bought out. They made a big move recently. We can eliminate those. But others are in the early stages of some bubbling and some gurgling, like a cauldron of soup that's getting ready to boil over. There's two examples last week of the 400 or so. Okay, HRTX is one, Heron Therapeutics. If you pull it up on your app today, you'll see that it had an A-plus momentum grade last week. And it's had one for the last couple of weeks. And I looked at the stock long and hard. I had it on my watch list, but I really didn't like the chart all that much. Well, they had pretty good news today. There was indeed something going on underneath the surface. The bubbling soup, the carrots, the potatoes, the peas were starting to gurgle and bubble, and the pot finally bubbled over, and the stock is up 28% today. That's why I like to look at these stocks on a daily basis, these A-plus rank stocks. There may be something going on there. At least put it on your watch list. I have a spreadsheet with 5,500 stocks in it. And the symbols that are on my watch list are in white. The rest of them are yellow, so they stand out for me. Bill, you want to look at this one today, just see what's going on. Oh, I know it's a lot of extra work, but it's worth it. You know, I mean, just like the baseball teams. They're checking out guys in high school, all right, that might someday have a brilliant future in the major leagues. The scouting of companies and the next big winners begins early in the process. Another one's kind of an old stock, an old favorite that's been around. It's out of Israel. I was looking at Orbotech last week, and it really, really caught my eye. And I went into Orbotech, and I looked at my current valuation of the shares. And I said, you know what? Orbotech just had a really good quarter. I need to update my next year's earnings estimates. They're expected to grow by 18.8%. I said, you know what? This stock is worth about $115 a share. That's 90% upside potential. But the real thing that caught my eye on ORBK, and I did not pull the trigger on it, okay, it has an A-plus momentum grade. It had an A-plus momentum grade all last week. What the heck is going on here? Well, KLA Tencor acquires Orbotech for $3.4 billion today. Another big one that got away. But we'll keep looking. Check those A-plus ranked stocks every day. You never know what's going to pop up.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement, with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, headquartered in Carlsbad, California. I am headed to Florida for spring break. No, not really, but I will be in Sarasota on Wednesday, March 28th, Thursday, March 29th, and Friday, March 30th. I will be available for one-on-one, face-to-face meetings during those days. I finish my radio show at 11 a.m. on those days, so anytime after that, I am available to meet with you. If you'd like to set up an appointment with me for one of these days, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. I will be at my downtown Sarasota office at 1990 Main Street, suite number 750. This office is located inside the Sarasota Courthouse building. If you would like for me to review your current portfolio, it would be helpful if you bring a recent statement with you. I only have about 20 spots during the 3 days that I will be there. These spots are already filling fast. See you in beautiful Sarasota.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, I went through the markets last week, sent out the newsletter Saturday afternoon. We're in between earnings seasons right now. That can be a quiet time. That can be a time of consolidation in the market. What is consolidation? Well, it's a flattening of the market. It's sideways in the market. And you're seeing a lot of stocks right now that are in sideways trends. They're consolidating their recent gains after the big swoon in February. We're not in a real news-driven market. Earnings season, you know, you're getting 20, 30 reports every day from S&P 500 companies, and they're guiding higher, they're guiding lower. There's a lot of news flow coming in on these individual stocks, and right now we're in between. We're 2 weeks out. We're 12 days out from the end of this quarter. And then once the quarter ends, the first quarter of 2018, well, then starts the flow of earnings about 10 days after the quarter ends. We had a really, really good earnings season that has now closed, okay? Earnings for this quarter, the fourth quarter of 2017, were up 14.8%. Year over year. That's one of the best quarters that we've had in several years. But wait, it gets even better than that. This quarter, which will end in 12 days, is expected to deliver aggregate S&P 500 earnings. That's the total earnings of all 500 S&P 500 companies. We're looking for aggregate earnings growth of 17% this quarter. That will be the highest growth rate since 2011, if indeed the analysts are right and the earnings, the companies deliver the earnings that are expected. We're expecting 17% earnings growth and 7.2% sales growth. Growth of earnings in the S&P 500 continues to be extremely robust, but we're currently in a time period, again, that is between earnings season. We're about 3 weeks out from a new earnings season, and in those 3 weeks, I think you can continue to expect some consolidation in the recent gains of the market after the big February swoon. And I think that the key to look for here during this period of time, I think looking at the A-plus momentum stocks to see where there's money flow. If a stock is being accumulated as opposed to distributed, that shows up in price action, and it shows up in relative price action, otherwise known as relative strength. We're looking for early clues of institutional buying because the institutions have their ear to the ground. They have much more knowledge flow, much more access to info than we have. Not inside info, but info. They have boots on the ground following these companies. I liken it to single-A baseball. You know, we're not too far here from where we're at in Charleston, where we've settled for a while here while we visit family, from the Charleston River Dogs. I got to get a Charleston River Dog hat before I leave here and a jersey. They're single-A baseball. Who's interested in single-A baseball? In fact, the Charleston River Dogs are owned in part by Bill Murray. And the night he sings Take Me Out to the Ball Game, I want to be there. But listen, here's some names that have played for the Charleston River Dogs over the years. Roberto Alomar, who's currently in the Hall of Fame. Sandy Alomar, who was the Rookie of the Year in 1990. Carlos Baerga, who was an MLB all-star. Ever hear of a guy named David Cohn? Oh, he played right in this little stadium over here next to the Citadel College. Did David Cohn, the 1994 Cy Young Award winner, five-time MLB All-Star, okay. Ryan Dempster played there. Ever hear of a guy named Josh Hamilton? You think the scouts were all over him at that time? How about Phil Hughes? Oh, how about Aaron Judge? I can't imagine to see Aaron Judge playing at this stadium here, cracking him over the scoreboard. One of the great home run hitting prospects of all time. Oh, Pascual Perez, Willie Randolph. How about A-Rod? He played for this little single A team. James Shields. Fernando Tatis. The Padres currently have Fernando Tatis Jr. So what I'm saying is these young companies, these young stocks, some of them biotechs, whatever, you got to have boots on the ground. You have to have your ear to the ground. You have to have scouts out there saying, you know what, this guy's got a relative strength of A-plus right now in the minor leagues and the A level. Keep your eye on this guy. So in a time of a consolidating market right now, we've got to look at every tool, every resource that we can possibly muster to try to find the big winners in the coming quarter, in the coming year, 2018. In the meantime, we're floundering. We're kind of non-news driven from company specifics. Instead, we're looking at political things and whatnot, and the Fed, which we'll meet this week, and we'll get a clue there. Anyways, you can sign up for my newsletter. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. If you want to meet with me in Sarasota, we've opened up Tuesday. If we have to open up Monday, we'll do that too. GundersonCapital.com. And if you're in a stodgy old asset allocation, and if you own a lot of stodgy old dull stocks of yesteryear that are growing by 3-4% a year, just not the growth engines that they once were, I'd be happy to look at your portfolio. And, you know, we just do things a little bit differently here at Gunderson Capital. 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.